Podium Audio presents Quicksilver Bonus Scenes, Kingfisher's POV, a standalone in the Fae and Alchemy series. Written by Callie Hart. Performed by Anthony Palmini and Stella Bloom. The Gate, Part 1, Before. The night was clear as crystal, cold as ice. In the sky above Ajin City, a banner of stars crowded in, innumerable diamonds glittering in the firmament. Pale towers rose up from the snowy mountainside, cast in quartz and ivory, glowing like slender ghosts. Within those towers, mothers sang their children to sleep. Acolytes pored over their books. In the kitchens, bakers kneaded the dough for the morning's bread. At the infamous gate that warded the city, 100 feet tall, sentries smoked black lamric root cigarillos to quicken the blood and fend off the cold. All was quiet. All was well. But it wasn't. There were wolves at the gate. All of them were with me tonight. Ever-present Renfis, of course. His twin Morel, wearing an easy smile. Danya, with her blonde hair flowing in a pale river down her back. Korix, seated and silent in the snow, their hands resting on top of their fighting leathers. Foley, grinning like a rake, bouncing on the balls of his feet. Vashgideon, with his shock of moonlight hair and his pale white eyes. Dark-haired Lorth, the newest member of the Lupoprolia, chewing on his bottom lip. I faced down the slope, staring past my friends into the darkness, and fought back the urge to shiver. I was used to the cold. I spent half my life with a bitter wind lashing me. It wasn't the temperature that had me shuddering inside my cloak tonight. It was dread. As if a promise of what was to come, a frigid wind chased across the mountainside, cutting through my leathers, carrying with it the stench of rotting meat and the tang of brimstone. Beside me, with his hair tied back into thick war braids, Ren's face was the color of regret as he craned his neck, scanning the black sky for any sign of danger. I witnessed the moment that he saw the megalithic shadow, even blacker than the night, blacker than the pit of hell itself. The beast's form drank the light and devoured it. Silent Death, they called him here, but the beast had many names. The Drake. Old Blood, Grandfather Ash, Om-Num Shakrai. There was no thrum of monstrous beating wings. The Drake coasted over the city, riding on weak thermals, stalking the night like a wraith. I knew I should have stayed home, Renfis hissed under his breath, locking eyes with me. His hand closed around the hilt of his blade. And I saw from the furrows on his brow that he'd reached the same conclusion I had a moment ago. We were fucked. Laughing silently, I winked at him. Not too late to turn back. He snorted. You're joking. There's no way down that hill now. Aw, come on. I painted my words with sarcasm. If it's the vampires you're worrying about, then don't fret. Just go around them. Just go around them. Ha! Sure, I'll skirt around 5,000 feeders on the side of a mountain. Let them march right past me into the city. I shrugged, scanning the sky. Sure, why not? And I'll just plug my ears when the children start screaming? He went on. You could pack them full of snow. That would muffle the carnage. Renfis nodded, eyes glinting as he peered into the ink. Who cares about the Ajin anyway? They've guarded the gate and prevented untold horrors from spilling into this world for centuries. But so what? That bitter brew they make goes down way too easy. I always wake up with a hangover in Ajin. I smile at that, though my stomach rolled as the air above us shifted. Their food's too good, too. I always overeat. And their females are too pretty, a voice added from behind us. Crouched low,